Hello, everybody. This is Charlene O'Sara, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is May 13th, 2020. Today I'm going to be talking about filling the holes. Now, what does that mean, filling the holes? Okay, I'm going to tell you. As many of us, the older you get, whether in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, when you get into your 50s and 60s and 70s, you start to realize more and more that things that went wrong in your past or something that you didn't have ends up coming up the older you get. Now, sometimes that comes up in pain. All of a sudden, you could get like a pain in your arm, for example, and find out that that pain was a trapped memory. I've talked about that before. Your muscles remember. It's strange, I know, but what I'm talking about today, though, is really the holes, the voids in your life. So I'm just going to give you an example about me. I know many of you know this because you've heard my podcast before. But a lot of my voids have come from, you know, not having time to even like sit down and say, hey, I'm sitting down type thing. I'm constantly on the go. And then all of a sudden one day I'll just collapse because I'm so tired. But this has now been many years. I mean, ever since I had my son, I've worked two jobs. I had to work at one point for 3.5 years until I had a car accident. I worked full-time, an overnight shift job. I would come home, get my son ready, and go to my next day job and have a couple hours to sleep and go back to work. And then after that, I got a job working second shift, which is great. I recommend anybody who could do second shift, take it and never leave those hours. Unfortunately, I did. But when I was working second shift, I was also working a lot of hours there too, because I was starting to go in at 11 o'clock in the morning, and then I would end up coming home somewhere between anywhere from 1:30 in the morning until 2:45. That was for a long time because banks were merging, whatever. Right? Now I'm out of the financial industry, but then I still was working two jobs. At one point, I was working four jobs. I was tutoring for two different companies. I was working at a gym. And what else did I do? You know what? Oh, I was working for a cruise line. I was doing four jobs, 7 days a week. I would at least do two. And then I slowed down, got rid of one of my jobs. And then I was just working for a gym and two school systems, making more money. And then I got rid of, well, I didn't get rid of the gym. I mean, if they ever need me, I'll go back. But what I did was is I cut down to just basically one job. And now I'm just working one job because I'm almost 50 and I feel like I'm done. Anyway, obviously, as we know, there's a pandemic going on. And I've had some time to sit down and think and relax and whatever. And what I realized is a lot of times I do spontaneous things, and I realized those spontaneous actions come from not being able to just sit down and think and say, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that type thing, right? So, you know, as we know, there are people in this world that have addictions. Most of us do. Some of us could clean all day long. Some of us could be very, very, very picky about stuff. Some of us could eat all day long. Some of us could drink and do drugs and smoke cigarettes or whatever else you smoke. I have no idea. But I'm lucky enough that that's not my thing. However, food is one of them. And another thing is just like, just being tired. But like I said, so now I've had time to think. So I'm filling my voids. Now, when I was younger, I always had a dream of putting my music out there. But of course, I've worked so many hours, didn't have 2 seconds to my name. And now I do. So I'm going to be putting a song out soon. So that's great, right? Working on my writing more, whatever. Whatever your dream is, maybe you paint. Maybe you want to do like this really creative exercise. Maybe you bake. My goodness, anybody who knows how to cook, bake, do any of that stuff, my hat goes out to every single one of you. Hey, you know what? Maybe you want to learn a language. Go for it. I had to learn part of Japanese last year. That was fun. I had to listen to a CD, going there and going back, going there, going back. And guess what? I think I remember three words, but whatever. Some people can do it, some people can't. But what I'm seeing is that now is the time. And think about it. If you were going to a job right now, like physically driving to a job, most of us, I mean, I don't know about you, but it took me an hour almost every day and over an hour to get home every night because of traffic, right? Now, maybe you don't have that, but you've at least got a half hour commute. Unless you like walk to your job, I'm positive you have a half hour commute. So anyway, and it could be 15 minutes both ways. I highly doubt it, but I'm just saying, let's just take the minimum amount of time. Say you have a half hour, right, between going and coming back from work. Now, granted, you probably have kids. You're probably in school. You do a million things. We know. But I'm just saying, if you take 15 minutes a day out of that travel time, or at least a half hour a week, put it towards something for you. Forget about everybody else. Yep, that's right. I'm telling you to be selfish. Do something for you. Right? That's what you need to do. You need to do something for you that makes you feel good. Because if every day, if you just keep doing for other people, doing, guess what? You get nothing out of it. I mean, yes, you get satisfaction of helping somebody. I don't want to sound selfish because I'm not. But I'm just saying that you do have to kind of be unselfish to yourself. I know that sounds crazy, right? It does. But trust me when I tell you, I had friends of mine 5 years ago sit down with me and say, Cheryl, you need to take a step back. And I took little steps back. I didn't take big steps, but I took little. And that's when I started to see things turning around. Yes, I'm still always active as far as like, I'm not going to just lay in bed and watch. I do watch TV, but not to the degree that maybe somebody else might be able to. I will never pick up a book and read. That is nothing that's ever going to be on my list, ever. I wish I could, but even as a teenager, I've tried multiple times. But maybe you want to read a book. But believe me when I tell you, whatever your goal is, or whatever your dream is, stop working towards it. And I promise you something. You may not get that dream right now. You may not get it 5 years from now, but you're that much closer. Okay? And if you ever have any questions or comments, anything, please, you can comment to this podcast. You can send me a direct message, lucky7158@AOL.com. Or you can find me on Facebook at Cheryl A. Nocera, and just send me a friend request and I will definitely accept you and leave whatever you want. And even if you just want to say, hey, how you doing? Okay. Again, this is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? I hope everybody has an amazing day. It's the first day that's not going to rain, so I think this is going to be good. Okay. Have a good one. Bye.